This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
When it gets cold out there, your vehicle needs some extra attention. O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need to keep your vehicle toasty warm. From choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades, O'Reilly can help you get your car or truck in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, joining us now on SB Nation Radio is former coach of the New York Giants, Jim Fossil. Coach Fossil, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, thanks for joining us. Let me start out with the elephant in the room. Do you have any theory as to what happened with Malcolm Butler?
I don't. And I've been asked that. I've been doing a lot of radio shows, and I have no idea. They're keeping it pretty quiet.
Yep.
And, the thing is, Bill has got his standards, and I admire those. You get into a game like this, it would have to be something severe, because what he did was right. He punished the player, but then you also, as a coach, you got to sit there and say, am I punishing my team for his actions? And, that's a 50-50, whatever, wind your clock. That's the thing. Those are hard decisions by a head coach.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the whole team. Obviously, removing Malcolm Butler from the lineup has its own implications. But the timing of when the team was told, we hear, was moments before kickoff. As a coach, doesn't that surprise you?
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. And, we can do all the speculating we want. Bill Belichick is a hell of a coach. I think he's put up with players in the past that maybe didn't fit his mold, and he went through it. So, but nobody knows what happened. Nobody knows what happened. So it'll be interesting when it all comes out, because eventually it'll come out.
It always comes out in the end. That's right. We're talking to former head coach of the New York Giants, Jim Fossil. Okay, let's look at Coach Doug Peterson. Obviously, an extraordinary season for him as a coach. What stood out to you most about Doug Peterson yesterday?
Well, he's a gambler. I'm not going to get in a poker game with him, I can tell you that.
Right.
But I admire the guy, because he broke a lot of rules, that in the NFL, my feeling was always, don't inject yourself into the game unless the players aren't getting it done. Other than that, let the players win the game. Now, with that said, he took some high risks, all right? And we wouldn't be talking about that today if those risks didn't come out. But they did, and it looked like well-coached, well-rehearsed plays. And, what I thought about, he coached in high school for like 7 years.
Yep.
He was a high school coach. And, in high school, you don't have the scrutiny of the media like you do in college or the NFL. And I've been to some high school games, and there's some unbelievable plays that they put in. And I think that his mentality, that's who he is. And he's going to take chances. He's going to gamble on some things. And when you do that, you kind of take the game out of your players' hands. But if they execute it, now it is really good.
Oh, you raise a great point about the high school level, because on the one hand, to me, if I were a head coach and I was confronted with that kind of decision, there are always those thoughts in the back of your mind, right? What are they going to say about this if it doesn't work out? And he didn't seem to have that fear.
No, and you can't as a coach. You can't. It's what's in your gut.
Yep.
You go by. Don't overextate it in your head and all that stuff. No, if your gut tells you to do it. I had that happen to me one time. We're playing Dallas, and I had an offensive coordinator at that time was calling plays. Most of the time I called plays. The ball was on a 1 yard line. And this is the make or break the game. And 1 yard to go, my coordinator called for a run. And I knew that Dallas was going to be loaded for bear. And so we ran a fake naked to the other side, tight end went out, and there wasn't anybody close to him. But you know what? If we hadn't completed the pass, I would have taken a lot of criticism. Well, you're on the 1 yard line. Why don't you run it?
Right, no
but
doubt.
But it worked for us.
Pete Carroll will tell you about that from his Seahawks loss in the Super Bowl, right? We're talking to former head coach of the New York Giants, Jim Fassel. Okay, so the Patriots' defense, I didn't see them giving up that many points, or I didn't see the Eagles' offense scoring that many points. Was it a case where the Eagles' offense was just that good, or did the Patriots really show some weaknesses there on the defensive side?
Well, to answer your question, I think Philadelphia, a great game plan, executed well. I'm not so sure many teams can stop that offense the way they produced. Okay? So they made New England's defense look bad. I think that they didn't play as well as they're capable of playing. But if you ask me which was it, I would say it was Philadelphia, tremendous game plan and tremendous execution.
We're talking to former head coach Jim Fassel of the New York Giants. So you had Kerry Collins going into Super Bowl. He was not a household or he was not the Carson Wentz, or he was not a Tom Brady. And so here comes Nick Foles. Talk about how Coach Peterson planned the game for Nick Foles. Foles looked calm and everything seemed familiar to him.
Well, anytime, I've done this before when the starter gets hurt, okay? More than once. I had John Elway in my second year there, and John got hurt and he was going to be out for a while. Well, we have our plays, we have our playbook and all that, and our backup quarterback, you know, I worked on the game plan and all that, but I had him come in. And I said, Dan, sit down, and as you're going to do some extra duty with the coaching staff, and if we're running 72 wide read, and that's always been in the game plan, but you'd look at me and say, Coach, I'm not real comfortable with that play. I really am not comfortable. Okay, scratch it. So you build the blocks with the guy that says, these are the plays I'm comfortable with, and I'm not comfortable. I haven't had enough reps on this, and this is a little trickier read and all that stuff. And so what you have to do is sit down with the second string guy and build it around him. And that's what it looks like they did. And so the communication between him and the head coach or the play caller or whatever it was, that he'd get plays to run that he likes and he's confident in.
Did you see the playbook as, smaller or just different with Nick Foles versus Carson Wentz?
I see it a little bit smaller, not dramatically,
yep.
Little bit smaller. But, you know, any good coach and play caller and all that stuff, you know, even John Elway, when he was healthy, I put the game plan together, and he came on and he sat down, and we went through it. And bottom line is, you know, if he said to me, Jim, I'm not really comfortable, we haven't run that real well, or, you know, the back out of the backfield, he hasn't been running it right and stuff, well, then I scratch it, because like I tell all the quarterbacks, okay, all the plays that are in the call sheet at that time are plays I like, but I'm not playing the game.
Yep.
Now, you don't take an eraser and get rid of half of them. No, you got a few, let me know. I don't want to call on third down, third and three, and you send the play in and you go, oh, I don't like that play. You know, doesn't have a chance.
We're talking to former head coach of the New York Giants, Jim Fassel. Okay, so the Eagles have a big decision looming this offseason. They've got the MVP of the Super Bowl and a guy who might have been the MVP of the regular season had he stayed healthy. Do you see the Eagles keeping both those quarterbacks?
I think so. And I've been asked this today many times, is that Wentz is going to be the quarterback.
Yep.
Okay? But I think he's going to be the quarterback. And what's going to happen to Foles? Okay? You know what? He might get an offer to go somewhere else. I'm sure he will, but they don't have to trade him. But would he go to another team? You know, he's had a great career, really. He has. Long, you know, he's been there playing. And now that he's the Super Bowl MVP and all that, my advice to him, unless he really gets a great deal to another team, I mean a real hot deal, you know what? He's going to be a hero in Philadelphia the rest of his life. I mean, big time. Hero.
Yep.
Huge. And he'll never buy another dinner at a restaurant, I guarantee you. And to stay there and be a hero in the town you're living in, that is huge. So to me, unless he gets a great offer, I'd go back, be the backup, have fun, relax, and knowing that you're a hero in Philadelphia.
Well, that he will be. It struck me, you know, there was some talk that he was going to go into ministry rather than return to football. If he ever wanted to set up shop as a minister, he ought to do it in Philadelphia. The church will always be full.
Oh, my, yeah. They're probably, he could hold his chapel services and everything else in the stadium, and he'll pack it.
That's right. Life will be good for him. Former head coach of the Giants, Jim Fossil, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your taking the time to be here on SB Nation Radio.
Anytime. I always enjoy talking to you.
Take care.